This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Tua is the only bright light we have at the moment. You know, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up because I agree with you. Tua is the only bright spot that there is right now on the Miami Dolphins team. And not just that. I mean, you know, listen, there's a couple of other guys that are giving some pretty good effort and they deserve a little love. But in the big picture, all right, you're not developing a great defense. You're not developing a great offense. You're not developing anything great right now. But the time you have left, the games you have available to you right now, you have 11 of them. And 11 is plenty to give Tua a lot of playing time, a lot of experience, and get him developed for next season and feel good about the quarterback spot. Because you think about it, we are Dolphin fans. And since Shula got pushed out the door, since Joe Robbie passed away, and since Marino retired, Miami hasn't recovered from all three. God bless Stephen Ross. He does everything possible for them to win, but he hasn't found the right combination yet, so he can't be in that Robbie class yet, right? Obviously, Flo has suffered quite a setback this year compared to his first 2 years. So, you know, in working his way up to being in that echelon of coaches that we love in the Dolphin Nation, which, by the way, there's only one, and that's Don Shula. How screwed up is that, ladies and gentlemen? Think about that. You know, the Steelers can say, yeah, man, we got Chuck Noll, we got Bill Cowher, we got Mike Tomlin. The Dolphins can only say Don Shula. That's it. There's no other coach that's revered in the Dolphin history. None. Zero. And then obviously Tua has got to obviously step up because it's Greasy and Marino and nothing else. And so we're looking for that third franchise quarterback. And at least if you can get through these 11 games and those and Tua can play well in those 11 games and feel like, okay, no, this kid can ball. This kid's fine. He's good. He's not the problem. Last week, he wasn't the problem. He did everything you needed to win. It's just everybody else doesn't help him out. You can't do anything about that. So that's our driving force for the rest of the season. It's not about the playoffs anymore. It's not about any of that kind of stuff. It's not, you know, Coach Flo obviously needs to fix it for himself because this has been a disaster. And that whole OC stuff, you know, I gave him the benefit of the doubt even when Trent Dilfer was saying that Charlie Fry was the play caller. And I was like, hey, man, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Flo said it wasn't. Now you can't believe Flo at all now. Now you have to question whatever he tells you, even when he tells you it's the truth. That's the sad part that comes from everything that happened this week. Because in the end, he ended up lying.